Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. city in the sky. I also want the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They're really safe. I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up with the clouds up far behind. We will travel melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time member of the barefoot community and victim's legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio broadcast. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I've been barefoot full-time for over 20-plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group, where I did a radio show for a while called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim's legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have, and the new head of BIL's Legal Services Department. Now, many of you have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, whatever experiences you may have, your reasons and issues that you may have living a barefoot lifestyle, we want to hear them. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can join us there, interact with other members of the barefoot community and our other listeners during the broadcast. You can get to our live chat room by going to freedomizerradio.com. And we also have our website, barefootislegal.org. Check that out. Lots of empowering content, articles, and useful resources there. Our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal. You can check that out. And that's our public business page. We also have our closed Facebook group. Again, that's Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after our broadcast if you wish to join. If you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, join our group if you have not yet joined already. And again, that's on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. No, no, no. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there that think that this is a place for you to get your rocks off on foot pictures, you're wrong. See, we are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together today. Last week, we were talking about how many of us are going out and doing a lot of shopping, going into some new stores, some places you may never have been. A lot of us have some holiday shopping we're doing for the family and others that we, live with, and testing the waters. Pretty much, this is a great time of year if you've never been to stores or anything, barefoot. So some of you that may have just started living the barefoot lifestyle are maybe pretty new to this or transitioning. Into that lifestyle. There's always some concern. Well, I always heard it was illegal. I always heard it was this. I don't want to get in trouble. And, people have their reasons. But a lot of folks are sitting out there thinking that, I really wish I could. Well, this is a great time of year to actually get out. And some of the stores you may never shop at again. I mean, this is just a one shot. So-and-so, someone special needs something special. And they want to, they want their, little dolly something toy, or they want some purse or something, and you're going to go into stores that you would never go into, that you may never go into again. And this is a great time of year to explore the waters, test the waters, I guess, explore the territory. Going out there and going into stores, and who cares if you get kicked out? I mean, so what? They say next time wear shoes.
No, you can't be out here next time wear shoes.
Well, who cares? You may never be in there again. You get what you need, you leave, and forget about it. Great time of year for that. What are your experiences? Share your thoughts. I want to hear your stories. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of us. Call into the show. Just press 1 if you want to be on the air. We have a lot of people that just call in just to listen if they're listening to us on the go or, they don't have wireless or smartphone or something, and they're out and about. We get a lot of callers in the switchboard that can hear the show just by calling the number. Sometimes people just sit there on speakerphone and listen to the show. So make sure that if you do want to be a part of the show, you press 1. Last week we had a lot of people and they sent me tons of messages. Hey, I wanted to be on. I wanted to be on. I wanted to talk. I wanted to, and the other first time callers. Hey, why didn't you put me on? We didn't know you wanted to be a part of the show. So you have to press 1. So you can dial that number and listen to the show all day. You can dial that number and listen to every other radio program on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
but you have to press 1. So 319-527-6208. Also, check out our live chat room, freedomizerradio.com. You can interact with us there. And, you know, getting back to everything else. So traveling around is the next step. I mean, some of us may have done some traveling for Thanksgiving, huge travel day. It's supposed to be a great moneymaker for the airline industry. And what about, though, when you're traveling? You ever see those pictures and hear stories about, oh, my God, he took his shoes off on the airplane and, you know, that's nasty and blah, blah. You know, we are labeled in such a way, unfairly. I mean, people think that it's dirty or it's nasty or our feet smell bad or something. You know, when in reality, when you don't wear shoes, you don't have foot odor. You don't have the nastiness that comes with the average shod member of society. I mean, in shoes is where all the fungus, bacteria, and all this grow. And you get foot odor that way. But people think, they believe, that it's dirty or nasty or something like that. You know, it's not. It's actually quite healthy. And like I say in the beginning of every program, and the reason why people listen to this show is because they understand that they are barefoot for different reasons, whether it's cultural, religious, health, medical, anything like that, or even just their personal choice for their own well-being. But you'll always hear people, and you'll see things around like, you know, someone put their feet up on the seat, or, you know, I'm in the airport and someone kicked off his shoes. You know, I was thinking about this the past few weeks, and I do quite a bit of traveling myself. Now, thinking about this the past few weeks, there's always someone that's hot to fire a picture out there on Facebook and say, they had their shoes off on the airplane. We're going to die. We're going to crash. You know, I mean, some people just get out of control. And they think that it's probably one of the dirtiest or nastiest things. Well, in my research that I've done, I have been hunting, looking around, scouring the internet, articles and everything else, looking at all different kinds of statistics about why people are so grumpy. Why do they decide that every little thing can piss them off at the drop of a hat? And here's why. I mean, there's so many complaints in the travel business, especially when it comes to traveling through airports and, you know, the horrors that come along with it. By the time they get on the airplane, they don't like anybody there. You put your arm up on the armrest, they hate you for it. Baby screams briefly, oh my God, you're a bad parent. I mean, people traveling in airports are so hot to just hate everything around them, because by the time they get on the airplane, they're miserable. And I mean, sometimes traveling will just wear you out. You spend half your vacation getting ready to get on the airplane for a weekend thing. You get there, you fly, and then you're just worn out by the time you land in town. And I mean, there's so many things. But customers have complained, and the top 10 complaints when flying are flight problems. I mean, you know, are they reliable? They also, you know, cancellations, delays, misconnects, anything that varies from their itinerary, their trip itinerary, they're already mad about that. And they're already complaining. You know, another big thing, baggage is always misplaced. I mean, yeah, I've been pretty lucky. I don't want to speak too soon, but I have been pretty lucky when I've flown that my baggage has always made it there. But I mean, still nowadays you have to like pack an emergency bag. You have to have like a change of clothes, whatever you need for whatever function you're traveling for in your carry-on, just in case. I mean, you know, just again, unreliable. People complain about that quite often. Reservations, ticketing, boarding, getting your tickets right, you know, another great important thing. But I mean, sitting there, mistakes and reservations, they get their tickets, but then, you know, the boarding passes are wrong or something like that. They have wrong flights listed on it. So many issues with that. Customer service in general. Customers are already mad at the people that they think are going to help them out to connect on their plane and to make it to their destination safely and on time. And you encounter some of the most unhelpful employees. And another big thing that happens when it comes down to things not going right, refunds. I mean, now airlines are getting a little better with it. They're offering you more money and stuff. But that's only if you end up having to give up your seat for something else. I mean, they overbook these flights. And by the time customers are on the plane, God forbid you take off your shoes. They are already so pissed over the whole ordeal to get onto that plane and everything that they've been through. It is like doing battle. I mean, those are the top 5 complaints so far, followed by number 6 on this list is disability. See, yes, airline attendants and everybody that runs the airline and all these contracts, you know, with their employees to man and staff these planes and operate them. Supposedly, all their employees have been through some sort of disability awareness training. But there's still so many issues about it. They still, it's almost like, oh, we just need a bunch of people. You've done this before. Okay, well, hurry up and get on the plane and serve some drinks. And yeah, they're supposed to be nice. But a lot of times, the number six thing that people complain about are the fact that if they have a disability, they're not being accommodated. Now, where does that leave us? Well, some of us are barefoot for medical and health reasons. And this is still something that the airline industry has not really looked at. Now, there are many people out there in the community that I see, you know, they fly barefoot, I fly barefoot. Some people bring emergency flip-flops with them just because, you know, it's, oh my God, they fought so long just to get on this airplane. And they just like throw them on just to get on and then move, you know, and then take them right off. But I mean, sometimes these twits are so unaware of the fact that there are medical reasons why people don't wear shoes. And of course, yeah, the ADA protects them. But then they hide behind like vague clauses in their contracts of carriage and stuff like that on their airline tickets. The fine print that is only available like in like some little sheet, like some big book or something at the ticketing counter that no one ever sees. But if you go to the website, you'll see a bunch of stuff that they could throw you off a plane for any reason. And it's mostly because of their own ignorance and stupidity. And we're going to get back to that. Because, like I said before, people are so hot to say, oh, my God, if he doesn't have shoes on, and they're already so grumpy, they're done with it. They complain about anything. And it's normally the one thing that they attack that they just are so upset about or they just don't know anything about. And that's why we're here, is just to spread awareness. Because the more people that understand why people live a barefoot lifestyle, the more people understand, well, that's just them. And maybe one day they'll leave us alone. I mean, the list goes on about things that people complain about on the airlines. Oversales, fares, the price that fares, you know, the cost of them. You know, number of complaints, other problems, customers, you know, come across from traveling or just problems with security. Bodily injury. And, of course, you know, it's always the, you know, the frequent flyer miles. There's always issues with that. You know, and just all these problems. And but you know what's funny? What never made the list of discrimination, number 10, not including discrimination complaints related to people with disabilities, but there are many types of civil rights complaints that are lodged against the airlines. I mean, 128 as of, I think, 2010 when this or something like that. And then, of course, every year there's more and more. I mean, airlines are really in a bad position. So, yeah. But however, none of these complaints, nothing on this list, were ever about someone took off their shoes on an airplane. Think about that one in and of itself. Well, anyway, I know we have Proof. He's joining us this week. And Proof, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal show. Good having you back, sir. What's up, boss?
Oh, thank you. It's been a couple weeks because both of my last Saturdays were travel days.
Well, hey, glad you're back. And since you're traveling, I know you had some meetups going on in Florida. You were traveling around with the family. Drive or fly?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you're in Vegas. I was just about to say, silly question. You must have flew if you're in Vegas to Florida. Yeah. But I don't know, any encounters, any issues that you ran into during your travels? We're just talking about it. I mean, since the holidays are here, a lot of people are traveling. And it's funny, the top 10 list of the complaints that most people have when it comes to traveling are not about the person that you see all over Facebook. It's like, that nasty, he took off his shoes and he's just sitting there with his feet up. And on the complaint list that I found, none of that's part of it.
Well, a lot of what we go through is mental. So we put ourselves in our own prisons, and people will call each other out because they're scared of people wanting to know that they want to do it also.
That's true. Almost like a jealousy thing. But by the time anybody gets on the airplane, they're pissed off about anything. I mean, if the plane doesn't like move the right way and they feel uncomfortable, they're already yelling and screaming. I think it's just part of travel.
Both directions, no issues with any unruly passengers or anything like that.
Well, that's good. I guess everything kind of went smooth then.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to go through the Atlanta airport, which is one of the largest airports in the world, I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's a pain. If you have a connecting flight there, that in Chicago, it's both of those. It's just crazy.
Well, Midway's not that bad. Midway's kind of congested, but O'Hare's kind of big.
Yeah.
Dallas is huge, too.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I just remember coming to Chicago once. You have a connecting flight, and it's like all the way on the other side, like four terminals away. You know, they got the shuttle bus inside, and that's you can't get on that, you know, in time, and you're just doing everything just to run to the other side of the airport, go through underground up there. It's like, yeah, whenever I have a connecting flight through there, it's just a nightmare. I mean, I'm amazed that, you know, United or American could be on one side of the entire airport, but then they have other flights all the way on the other side. Don't they just keep their planes together? I don't get it.
Yeah. So I wanted to let everybody know I had to go to a Target while I was in Sarasota.
Uh-huh.
And I slammed my finger in my car door. And I needed two people at Target to help me get bandaged up.
Oh, wow.
Nobody asked
yeah.
me where my mittens were.
Well, that's terrible that happened. But, yeah, you're right. I guess shoes didn't protect you against that. And, you know, they didn't seem to care about mittens, work gloves, steel-toe-fingered gloves, or anything like that for your own safety.
Yeah, my fingernail still looks like the inside of a blood orange. So it's...
I bet.
Yeah.
Did you break anything, or is it just like a bunch of bruising and your finger bent along with it and everything's okay?
Oh, it's just bruised. Nothing big.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes if you're lucky, the car door will catch you in such a way that, you know, it just kind of bends your fingers somehow that you never knew it could bend and nothing breaks. You know? But then again, our hands are pretty conditioned to deal with a lot of things they come in contact with, including even injuries like that. They're pretty flexible, believe it or not. Kind of like, I guess, the toes would be on someone that lives barefoot.
Yeah.
They're conditioned. They're used to that. You know, it's when you don't use it, your body's not familiar with it, that they're not ready for it, and they're not conditioned, and that's when you can be injured. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I did get to meet a few people, and the sad thing is with meetups that we have to get past somehow is you get 12 to 15 people that say they'll be there and you're sitting there with 1 to 3 people.
Yeah, that always happens. I mean, you always have like maybe a 50% or like, you know, 30% rate of people that show versus how many actually RSVP. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just timing, holidays, people have busy lives. And I mean, I'm sure there's a ton of excuses and reasons.
It could be the middle of July. There's no, it could be the 7th of August. It could be the 12th of October. It's just what it is that we have to work with. We have to realize that when setting up our meetups that most people will be talkers and not showers.
True. Yeah. And then again, there's also, you know, the fact that maybe it's just the unfamiliarity or maybe, you know, they just think that, you know, I don't know. Like, do I really want to go to this place and eat that food? Or, you know, yeah, okay, it was okay if my friend comes along. Because don't forget, I mean, there is a perception that, of course, we are just a Facebook group. No one knows us from Adam. So I'm sure that people must have some reservations that way, too. And it's not until they actually get out and meet that they realize that it's not just us meeting people that we meet on Facebook type deal, you know? I mean, I think some of that's also just
unless
some reservations,
too. Well, some of it could be people that are actually afraid that we might get yelled at.
Yeah, probably. I think in your post it was pretty clear that they were welcoming us.
Yeah, even though we already set it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of curious. Maybe we should put a poll in the group. Just to see what people's objections are. Just to see, you know, I mean, just to maybe say like, okay, if we have a meetup, why, you know, what reservations do you have about coming to meet up with other members in the group? And just put it out there. Because I'm kind of curious. Because what are the main objections? You know, oh, my life is too busy. I'm afraid I'm going to get abducted. You know, I'm sure that there's things like that. You know, people must think that. You know, I don't know. I'm not ready to be out in barefoot yet, you know, in public, or, you know, I've never been to a restaurant before. And, you know, I mean, it could be anything from the venue to, you know, well, I was going to come with my friend, but then my friend canceled and I don't want to go by myself, you know, because I'm sure there's a lot of that. I mean, even though we're a legitimate organization, it's still a Facebook group and people probably sit there thinking that, you know, I don't know if I should meet people online. You know, maybe they had a bad experience. You know, they probably don't realize that it's harmless and that we're a community and we're trying to, you know, reinforce and help people overcome whatever their issues are with being barefoot in public. Some of it may be like they don't have the money. They can't afford it. It was too far to travel.
Honestly, if somebody said, look, I'd like to meet you guys, but I can't afford it. I mean, I could buy somebody a cup of coffee or something. It's not the money that is that should be the issue. And the same faction or my way of thinking is that for the VIB, the very important barefooter, it's $49.95 a year, but it's not really about the money. It's about trying to get the message out. And
yeah,
as much as I would love to just give everybody free T-shirts and packages and all this, it's just physically impossible. I'm not a philanthropist.
Well, of course. I mean, we can't pay for everybody, but, you know, I mean, eventually, you know, if we have, like, larger festivals, we have larger, you know, things like that, I mean, that would be great.
Yeah, but we need people to get involved now, because we're still, even though we're, and I know you don't like for me to talk about it, but I'm overriding as the big kahuna here, but we are in mm-hmm. pending status for the IRS type stuff for our nonprofit. And yeah, we, in 5 years from now, a couple $1,000s might not mean a difference if we're successful. I mean, it'll always be useful, but having an extra $500 when we're getting started is more fundamental than when we're already established.
That's true. And, you know, once we're established, of course, nonprofit status, I mean, we need to spend that $500. So if we have to take people out, get a bus to put them on and spend the money, you know, to get people, you know, involved, that's great. You know, and you're right. It's just a matter of getting people involved now and, you know, getting those meetups to happen. And I hosted a meetup in Ohio, you know, in the Dayton area for anybody from Cincinnati, Columbus, Dayton area, because Dayton's kind of like right in the middle for both places. And we picked a nice central location right off two interstates, pretty much, that they can get to from either direction. And you know, I think it went well, but you're right that there's a lot of people that want to come out that don't come out. And it's just the way it is. But sometimes when, you know, it's like when I'm at the meetup and I started posting pictures of some of us, then some other people that were a little reluctant to come out, they're just like, hey, are you guys still there? I mean, we were done with the meal. And a couple other members, they said, hey, are you guys still there? It looks like you guys are having fun. We're going to come down and check it out. So we stayed for an extra few hours. I said, sure, come on down. Well, we'll stay, you know. It was just one of those things. I think it was just a matter of they had to see it first or get a feel for it. You know, I don't know what it was. Maybe, you know, it's like, well, you know, some guy is having a barefoot meetup at a place and we don't know if it's even going to be successful, or, you know, maybe they were afraid and they said, well, let's make sure that they're okay in there before we come out. You know, you know, they lived about maybe 20 minutes away.
But I guess the moral of the story here is that we are seeking people that want to be movers and shakers of our community and want to be the change. And we want to eventually have chapters in every major city in the U.S. and even some cities that are not so major.
Oh, yeah.
But we need people on the ground floor to help us get started. And unfortunately, with Spybook, we can only do so much. So we need We need many different avenues. We need many different hands involved. We need people everywhere. We had somebody leave the group, and they were mad at me because they said they live in Dacula, Georgia, and in the 6 months that they were in the group, I only brought in one person from their city. And it's like, well, my job is to promote the whole group, and I don't look at cities on the map and say, all right, I need five people in Elgin, Illinois. That I can't work like that. My job is to just grab as many people as I can and try to get interviews and try to do things to promote the brand. And I'm looking for people on the ground floor to take ownership of it being local. If you want to change your local community, you have to be the one that will help organize. I mean, I could help as much as I can here from my end, but it's up to the local people to make it a thing in their area.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, you know, you can't be in every city. And, you know, I mean, you provide the platform for people to meet, you know, realize what it is. And then there are members there. But the members there are the ones that need to be in their own cities and states saying, you know, this is what I believe in. Who's with me? And if you believe in this cause, then, you know, we need to make a change here. You can't be in Las Vegas and I can't just be in Ohio, you know, in Dayton and say, let me go down to Georgia and try to organize everything there. You know, we have Georgia members. Like, you can't be in Florida. No one can be everywhere. You know, we have our regional directors and, you know, they're members in those territories and great resources there for them to, you know, find and interact and everything else. But we can't do it long distance. If people in their community want to make a difference, then they need to start right there in their community. Well, hold that thought. We'll keep going on that when we come back from this break. We're coming up to the top of the hour. No one dropped off a suitcase of money yet. So until they do, we got to sell some ads. Be right back.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Get up, stand up. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be a part of it. And we're coming back from our break now. We have Proof sitting in with me this weekend and talking about traveling, meetups, updates with the group, and everything going on. Local chapters is where we're going before a break. And what it takes, you know, our local members to make a change in your community and set up these chapters. And there are a couple of requirements, though. I mean, you can't just sit there alone on the street and, you know, wiggle your toes and say, you know, we're organized chapter of BIL. There are certain things that you're looking for when it comes to setting up a chapter. So if anybody's interested, you want to run through them real quick, Proof?
Well, as far as becoming a local chapter, we need 5 local members that are active. And by active, it's not just hitting the like button once a month on a post, but actually being a part of our group. And they will have meetups, which might be quarterly, might be monthly, whatever the person dictates that is running that particular area.
Okay, yeah. And that's good because, you know, we need members to help contribute to the functions that we have in our group, everything from like social media. We're launching the YouTube channel. We're trying to get, you know, farmers markets, street fairs, you know, tents and booths set up there. So there is a lot that we need to do. And even just being involved with, I mean, hey, if anybody wants to come in and help with the radio show, come on the air.
Yeah,
be
we are
active
hoping
and
to find you a permanent co-host.
Yeah, that'd be nice. They come and they go. I don't know if it's me. Is it me?
But, well, I don't think the last one liked me very much.
Oh, that's sad. Well, that's okay. I'm the host and I like you. There you go. So it doesn't matter what they think. They have
I'm
to
not,
like you. And if they're
going
to work with me, they have to like
it's
me.
Not, obviously, we're running an organization, and we run things a certain way, and people might think I'm an ass because I want things done a certain way, and it's not the case. Anybody that's met me really doesn't think I'm this extreme ass that people put me out to be.
That's true. I mean, you know, but yet you're in charge of a group, and it's your group, and there's a certain way you need it to function, or that you want it to function in order for it to be successful. And they either need to be behind you on that or move out of the way. Because you're not going to have a successful group if it's run the way everybody else wants to run it. Because no one else was here creating the group. No one else was running the group originally. You were. And really, if it's not broken, you don't need to fix it. So
right,
it's just
and
a
we
matter
had a little bit of a struggle, I guess, for a few months, but I think we're on the right track again.
Yeah,
and
you know what? Every group is going to have a struggle with something. I mean,
anything
that's growing, any growing organization will always struggle, not just when they're first starting, but throughout their existence as an organization. I mean, as a business guy, I mean, I've had many struggles. There's been, you know, there's issues that you run into business-wise, personally. I mean, you name it, you know, that you just tromp through and you just roll over it and you adapt, survive, and thrive is really the gist of it.
Right. And once again, we always rely on new people also, which new people end up bringing new ideas into the building.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's one thing that you're open to is the new ideas. I mean, at no point do you ever say, no, we're never doing that. We've never done that. It's never going to happen because that's not the way we do it. There's always new ideas. I mean, like even this past year alone, reaching, you know, expanding our social media reach to Instagram, Twitter, and now going into YouTube.
Well, and we may or may not get there because we haven't over the last couple months, our numbers haven't been so hot, but we have a good chance of hitting 40 million hits on our Freedomizer, our BIL business page.
Oh, that's great.
Not even the Facebook group, but the business page gets 40 million hits.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that
last
is.
I looked, we were at 39.6. I think we can get 400,000 hits by the end of the year, I'm assuming. But I can't say we definitely have it, but there's a good chance.
Okay. Hey, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I think the growth that we've had just this past year alone. And now the Facebook group, how old is this? This is 2 years going on to 30?
Well, it opens to the public on October 15th, 2015.
2015. So 2 years old, a little over 2 years old. So, yeah, I mean, tremendous growth in numbers there.
But as far as the movement goes, I just believe in doing it the right way. And the right way isn't to have somebody at the top of a food chain going, hey, look at me. Because
exactly.
The hey, look at me crowd, you've done nothing. I tried my best to put in my 40 hours a week with the group and to get people excited, to share views, to get people talking, to come up with ideas. And I'm not a silent person in this.
No, and you can't run anything if you are a silent person. You need a voice to be heard, and, you know, they need to see the actions that you do.
So, yeah, I know over the year I've had people tell me both that I don't divvy out enough work and I also give out too much work, and I don't do anything for myself because I'm lazy. But,
you know, I've seen
that
too.
I'm pretty vocal.
Yeah, they always say that, there's never enough work to do. But then when there is any bit of work to do, it's almost like, but wait a minute, why is he giving us work to do? You know, we just want to poke and like. Like, you said, what can I do? Here's something to do. But
the thing is that I just think within a group, and I haven't put out my 2018 plan yet, because I also with it need to come up with a 3 and a 5 year plan. So I've been kind of staggering.
Yeah. It's hard to come up with, you know.
But I really would like to see if we can somehow put 30,000 butts in the seats for the group. And if we can get 100,000 on the business page, right now we're at 54,000.
And that's
we have like 14.2 almost for the group. So if we can put 30 and 100,000, I think that's what I'm going to put down for the year. I think that's reasonable.
And that's almost half of what we started with this year.
You're right.
Like, I mean, that's 50% more. If I remember right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Definitely great.
I think
great.
We can double.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And I think
yeah,
even just next year alone.
Last year, I said we would get to 25,000, but also last year we opened the, towards the end of 2016, we opened up the business page. And I had no idea what that was going to be like. But the website, the business page, the group, they all kind of work together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And
so,
we have Kevin's.
Okay.
We got a caller. I know that he's always got some updates for us. And, yeah, let's hear some of Kevin's stories. So,
and if anybody
here we go.
Else jump in. I'm looking forward to meeting as many people as possible. So 319-567-6208 and just press lucky number one on your phone and I'd like to speak to as many as I can empower.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the phone lines are always open during our broadcast. Kevin's, welcome to the show. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much.
Hey,
you're
Kevin,
on the air
how's
with
Spoon Lion today?
Dude, no, I didn't go to this Food Lion. Not this time.
All right.
But I will eventually have to make a trip there just because.
Just to keep up appearances, I guess.
No. What? Yeah, but at the same time, I'm only going there just to get a money order so I could pay my rent. That's about it.
I've had plenty of people tell me when I went to Jacksonville last week that Food Lion, their quality really went downhill lately.
Well, as far as I know, there ain't no Food Lion in Jacksonville. It's all
there was
mostly,
when I used to live there. That's why I brought that up.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Anyway, for me, is actually lately. It's been mostly Kroger because Kroger don't hassle me or don't say anything, so it's been mostly either Kroger or the commissary. But you know they don't give me no hard time either. So anyway, I had just got back from AT&T. No issues as always from AT&T, and I mean, it's almost like I said, they always treat me as if I was wearing shoes. So you know, so the customer service really is what keeps me as a customer, is what keeps me coming back.
May I jump in?
Sure.
I don't know about you guys, but I found that the worst business as far as accommodations for us goes, believe it or not, would be a Greyhound bus.
Hmm.
A Greyhound bus.
Greyhounds, yeah. I don't know why, but I mean, it is a bus,
I've,
and you always hear the horror stories about
them. I've heard of many people, and I remember years ago, back in what 2001 or 2000, I was traveling as a. I used to be a professional stand-up comedian, and something was wrong with my money. So I had to take a Greyhound bus because I couldn't fly to the next spot. And this guy had no problem waking people up. And if you were wearing sandals on the bus, he would remind everybody as they get on that, remember, you can't take these off. I don't know why you decided to wear these because you're not going to be able to take them off on my bus. And
oh, God.
Every stop this guy made, literally, he would walk down the aisle to do a shoe check.
A shoe check? What the freak
on
for?
The road. I'd be like, if he's more worried about what's on someone's foot instead of what's in front of him on the road, this may not be the
and
safest.
Somebody wrote this on, I saw on Facebook this week, on somebody made a negative post on Greyhound, and the guy and the whoever was commenting as the company said that, this is a safety issue because you can get hurt, so we require your foot to be completely in your shoes at all times. And I'm sitting there trying to understand how the little strap that's as as thick as a rubber band put across your foot is going to put you, make you safe. But if your foot goes on top of that rubber band, I'm trying to think of all the dangers that somebody can have, because if, say, the bus crashed, yeah, you might end up with a head injury. They're not requiring any helmets. You can get whiplash. They're not requiring any neck braces or back braces.
Exactly.
They're not requiring mittens or gloves. But somehow by sitting, you're all of a sudden just going to drop heavy objects and glass all on the bottom of your foot.
See, and that's the logic that I will never, ever understand. You know, besides being on the bus, you know, it's the same thing in stores when people say, well, we require you to wear shoes for your safety because it could be glass and you might get hurt. Yeah, well, okay, so if I go into a store and I put on flip-flops, okay, and some object falls out the sky and lands on my foot and I start bleeding, are you going to put up a sign that says no more open-toed shoes, closed-toed shoes only?
Well, no,
don't
forget about
do?
That. What if it hits you on? What if a coconut just randomly falls and hits you on the head while at Home Depot? Are they going to say we require football helmets or hard hats?
Exactly, because this is the logic that people never ever think about. You know what I'm saying? It's like how is wearing flip flops, sandals, or any open toed shoes is really going to protect my feet? So if Miss Susie, same thing can happen to her. Something off the top shelf falls on her foot. You know, are you going to tell her? Oh, you know, you should have wore some sneakers or a pair of boots or something. You know, or I get hit or hit on the head or something like that. Oh yeah, you're going to tell me I should have wore a helmet. You know,
hey, you
so,
can have
so
a piano
as,
leg
so,
fall on you while you're wearing Converse.
You know, or how about this? For my own safety, I'll just go into the store, either I dress like a football player, full pads and a helmet, or I dress like a hockey player with a hockey stick at that. You know, so I can deflect any type of debris that just might come. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? You want to talk about safety? Yeah. So their explanation about safety is completely, completely vague, simply because they only focus on one part of the body, you know, but they keep forgetting that duty of care is contributory negligence on their part. So no longer do I need to hear the excuse about, well, yeah, it could be broken glass. Well, or if there's broken glass, why are you not going to clean it up? You know, wearing shoes is not going to stop me from falling and scraping my knee. Wearing shoes is not going to stop an object from flying through the door, let's say, through the front door and smacking me in the back of the head or whatnot. Shoes not going to do that.
I mean, and it's crazy how people, like, think that there's all this logic and you know, I mean, they come up with some of the craziest reasons. And before we get to our break real quick, we were talking about Greyhound, and we have a caller, Monique. She has some Greyhound experiences she'd like to share with us. Monique, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. As I was telling your friend on here before you guys introduced me in, as I've been riding the Greyhound back and forth since I was 13, I'm 30 now. So it's, what, 17 years?
Yeah,
and I've never had any problems with the Greyhound. Like, I've had one experience where they said, no, you need to put something on your feet, and the lady told me even just socks. But I've never actually had no problems riding the Greyhound with no shoes.
How often did you ride it?
Anywhere between once a month to maybe a couple times a year. As I ride from Arkansas to Oregon,
okay,
probably at least once a year now. I've got family that lives up there, and I go and visit.
Is it, like, always the same, like, driver, same route? I mean,
no,
just, like,
different
riding
drivers.
At that open? Different drivers? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And only once did they tell you to wear socks?
Not once. Only once, except for
only
the
once.
One, and that was actually inside of the station and not on the bus.
Huh. Wow. So, you know, it's just funny. It really does go to prove that, you know, different people have different experiences when it comes to sometimes either the same businesses or like in this case with Greyhound where, you know, someone will have an issue with it. And, you know, like what Proof was saying before we brought you on, how like, you know, the guy was spot checking everybody every time they got on and off the bus, all about their footwear and all that. And, some people never have a problem.
Yeah, it was the bus drivers I've always dealt with have been pretty cool people. You know, over 17 years, you never really deal with the same one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And as I've had some funny ones that are like, "Man, girl, where's your shoes?" But they never say anything about putting nothing on.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. But no, thanks for sharing.
I have more in a gas station than anything.
We did have the one lady that was told she had to put paper bags over her hooves. So,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll protect her.
Oh, yeah. You know, just like playing football without a helmet, you know? As let's put a paper bag over your head when you're playing football and hope for the best, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe some of the players need paper bags over their heads.
Some of them, I think they did play with a paper bag.
The way they play some seasons, you got to love it.
Or if you're the Browns forever.
Or the Browns forever? Well, that's great.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Oops, sorry about that. No, Monique, thanks for sharing that story with us. Before we run out of time at the bottom of the hour, we do have to take a quick break. So hang in there. We got some more callers coming up. Monique, thanks for sharing with us. Great experience. And, yep, we just need to take a quick break. And when we come back, more with Proof and I, Kevin's, Monique, if you want to stick around, and we'll get to some of our other callers. Coming right back.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government, and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty's Gardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes.
Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall.
Is a way to be a part of the show. Just press 1 to be on the air. Again, that's 319-527-6208. And we are on the air with Proof. And before the break, we also had Kevin's in here. Monique had a great story to share with us about being barefoot on the Greyhounds that we were talking about as well. And everybody, welcome back to the show.
Oh, what's up?
What's up?
Thank you, sir.
Hey. So coming down to our last bit of time together. So I know, Kevin, we were talking about all this traveling. Traveling seems to be the big theme. Greyhound buses, issues that people have had, the shoe Nazi that patrolled the bus during Proof's trip, and checking footwear at every stop.
Well, you know what?
We're the crazy ones.
Yeah.
Also, in addition to, I had just got back from Walmart, and I think I read another person on the group that had another issue with Walmart, which I don't understand. Like, why everybody in the group is having issues with Walmart? So I went into Walmart after leaving AT&T, and I walked by employees on purpose. You know what I'm saying? And nobody has said a word. Now, of course, one customer did drop a glass of, I think it was some salsa or freaking ragu or something. So, of course, I had to walk away from that. But anyway, I walked by employees on purpose, which I'm sure they noticed. If they didn't, then it's in plain sight. I'm wearing shorts, so it was quite obvious. But yet nobody says a thing. And I never have a problem with Walmart, but why everybody else in the group is having issues with Walmart? And I don't get it. Even with the letter from corporate, people are still having issues. Somebody help me out with that.
It seems to have picked up this time of year. And a couple of weeks ago, I was mentioning how we're coming into this busy time during the holidays where they hire a lot of extra help. And some of them are just undertrained. They really are not familiar with company policy. And so you have this fresh round of wet behind the ears employees that are just there. I mean, it's just like, oh, they need extra help with this, you know, putting stuff in carts, gathering shopping carts, greeting people at the door. You know, they may not be trained running the registers or everything. You know, they might not have all the background in the company culture or their policies and rules. So a lot of times you just have these new employees that are just there just to fill space and do other jobs that really are of no skill. Honestly, and I'm not putting anybody down in their line of work at all. That's not the point of the statement. But it's a simple matter of, well, we have all these people that have been with us for a while, train these people on registers, get as many lines open as possible. You know, those are the ones that can be like kind of like department managers for the season, or just like, you know, department help, you know, head of, you know, maybe five or six people that they just brought in for that one area to help people get TVs, get stock on the shelves,
greet people at the door, collect shopping carts. You know, it's all hands on deck during peak season, you know, from Black Friday on and even before, until Christmas hits. They need a lot of staff. They need a lot of help. And they bring these people in, and they really don't understand the company culture. They don't understand all the policies and procedures and rules about it. You know, maybe they're privy to sit in the room and do the Walmart cheer before their shift, but then it's like, you know, they just want to make a name for themselves and hope they can work there. And they really don't understand what's the real policies are. And those are the people that you'll find during this time of year that are just like, you know, well, I always heard it was this and blah, blah, blah. No, look at your policy. And I have noticed a big spike in posts with people having issues in stores. And that's only because of the seasonal help that they bring in, mostly probably temp agencies that are just there to fill the spot, do the job. And then after the holidays, they're back at the temp agency lined up looking for work again. It's like they almost don't care about the company culture. They know they're not going to have a job in a month and a half. So,
you know, and I also thought about this too, right? If, okay, the corporate of whether it's Walmart, Target, when Dixie, Save Around, whatever, okay, corporate already has the rules. And these are the rules that they set. And it's for every store to abide by whatever policy that they set. So then all of a sudden, you got these store managers who try and create their own rules, but they're not within their rights to make their own rules when corporate already sets their rules. So you can't go above corporate, honestly. So if corporate says these are all rules, I don't think as a store manager you can't make up your own rules. If they say that they don't have no barefoot policy, then you as a store manager, you can't say, oh, well, you know, I'm a put up a sign that says no shirt, no shoes, no service, whatever. You can't do that. You know, without even some of these store managers don't even know their own company policy to begin with.
Same thing
with the lower
level
employees, just like you were talking about. So you can't, as a store manager, you can't tell me you either put on shoes or leave. You know, and you don't even know your own freaking store company policy because you can't make up your own rules.
That's true, and you will run into that throughout the year. And you'll always run into a manager or new assistant manager or new department manager or something that's trying to make a name for themselves. Overzealous employees, they give them the key to the celery. They think that they're all powerful just because they have a key to unlock something that no one in the store can get to. But they're not familiar with policy. You know, a lot of times maybe they're transferred from another market or transferred into that position. So they may have been a cashier or a frontline manager somewhere that's never had to deal with stuff like that, that now all of a sudden becomes a manager in another store. And it's called bad training in one place, and they advance in position of power, leads to like bad customer service all the way around when it comes to issues like that. Because,
oh, yeah.
You know,
and also in addition to all the people who are having issues, you know what I'm saying? Susie, who's employed at I don't know, some store, would be like, well, you know, at all other stores, you know, it requires shoes because we sell food. Well, it's like, ma'am, how do you know what the other store's policy has? You're going to say that all stores that sell food require you wear shoes. How do you know that? How do you know what the other company got going on?
Because they really don't. It's almost like people believe ever since they were brought up that, you know, oh, they need shoes anytime they're in public. It's their upbringing. And so if they end up in a job in a company with a culture that may have a sign still, like that they still have a sign on the door, and that's what they're led to believe this whole time. So then they go on to another company, and it's like, well, my other company had a sign on the door because of whatever they were told, and they believe that. Now they're working with a company that actually has modified their policies, that actually is accepting, that understands that they're not going to survive if they kick people out of the store, that understands that people are barefoot for the different reasons that they are, but yet they still have that old belief from a previous company they worked for. And it's just a matter of then they have to be broken out of that. So whether it's the customer interaction or bringing it to a manager's attention so that they can actually correct that behavior, because it's not good for the new company culture that they're working in. And sometimes that just doesn't happen. it just doesn't happen sometimes because it's like, well, I'm too busy to deal with that now. Or, okay, I'll get to that. It's on my list and we'll make sure. You know, they'll just pull them aside and say, hey, by the way, this, that, and the other. But then it's not spread throughout the company to other bad apples that are in there. And that's really where the problem, you know, most of the time, where the problem is. People are just indoctrinated to think that, you know, this is the way it is. These are rules. It's health department. It's this, it's that, and the other. In reality, they don't understand the other side of it legally, or, you know, they don't understand that their rationale makes no sense. It's not the way it really is. And then you have all the new seasonal employees that get a book and say, by the way, this is our company policies. This is your training manual. Make sure to go to our website and read this, but hurry up and get out on the floor because our doors are opening at like 5 a.m. and we're going to have 1,000 people ready to kill people for the only flat screen TV that we have advertised for $79.99. You see what I'm saying? It's like they really don't have time to really go through all the material that they're given. They're just supposed to on their own time. They're not going through it on their own time. They have more important things to do. Besides figure that, oh, well, doesn't matter if I know this or not. They're going to keep me around long enough, and then when the season's over, I'm going back online to get my benefits and sit at a temp agency, and I'll just find another job because they're not going to keep us. Unfortunately, that's the way it works sometimes in some of these big box stores.
Oh yeah, exactly. You know, it just befuddles me. I'm dumbfounded, like, why can't people just take the time to look do your research? You know.
Well, part of the whole thing is with the group is that we're not here telling everybody they have to live like us. So we just want our personal freedom to make that choice. We're
exactly.
not demanding everybody do what we want to do.
Yeah, and we welcome people into the group to educate them. So that whether they live a barefoot style or not, and that's always one of the main points throughout the show, is whether you're interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, whether you live a barefoot lifestyle or you don't, we just want to educate and empower. We're not trying to force anybody to walk around barefoot. Hey, you want to give it a try? That's great. We're here to empower you to be able to do it. But, you know, you're not going to change every employee out there in the world. And sometimes there's just no arguing with a fool. An idiot will always be an idiot. Because unless they're willing to learn and read facts in front of them, they're never going to understand it. And we can't change everybody. But if a majority of people all of a sudden are swayed that can influence other people, then we have something.
Yeah, because we're regular normal people just like everybody else. We're no different. We're no better. We just choose to live life without shoes because many people go barefoot, like, you know, because they like it, or they've been barefoot ever since they were a child, and they always hated shoes and yada 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 yada. You know, we're just normal people just like everyone else. We got families, we got jobs, you know, lots of things going on. So for somebody else to be worried about what I don't have on my feet should be the furthest thing from their mind. You know, I got other things going on. Why should I be worried about if Susie Sue is in the store barefoot? I mean, and as a store owner or an employee, you know, why won't kick that person out when they choose to spend their money at this location instead of going to the competitor and spending the money over there? You know, we live a regular normal life. The only difference is we just choose to live it without shoes. It's no big deal.
Yeah. And some people realize that. Some people are willing to learn. Some people want to be educated. Some people, they just turn it off, you know, turn their mind off to the whole concept, unfortunately, because they either can't wrap their head around it or they just don't want to know.
Well, they've been yelled at their whole lives that they had to look a certain way. And because we're challenging the stereotypes, it just baffles the mind, I guess.
That's another good point. I mean, and really, it's no different than people that run around that say, you know, guys that say all of a sudden I want to wear a dress, or all of a sudden I identify with a female, or I identify with a duck. You know, some people just will never wrap their heads around that. And you're not going to change everybody's opinion but we do our best to educate, empower, and make sure that, you know, hey, you want to give it a shot? We're here.
Wait, you're not going to go on barefoot. Also, is for our, I believe, is for our personal enjoyment and not for somebody else's pleasure. So, hey, if you don't want to see bare feet, then don't look. I mean, matter of fact, I'm sure y'all saw that story that that Nick Douchman put up. I think it was last week. He was in some store and they came up with all these. I think it was an ice cream or a candy cotton place. Some.
I remember seeing the post. I think it was maybe at the candy barn.
Yeah,
the candy barn. Mm-hmm.
All these reasons that they gave him, you know, and of course, what to do was talk about, oh yeah, well, I don't want bare feet near my food. Like, okay, seriously. So doggone. So the manager happened to stop by. Long story short,
he was the owner.
And he was like, wait, the owner. If I step on glass or I get hurt, you know, it's my fault for contributory negligence. And the owner's like, well, that's good enough for me. Have a nice day. And I'm sure those other two guys were pissed because they really tried to force kick him out.
Yeah. No. You know, what happened was he was sitting there in a candy store, buying candy. You know, and I guess a bunch of security guards surrounded him, which. You know, I don't know if I was a security guard and I have a black belt myself, I probably wouldn't surround Chuck Norris or the BIL community, you know, with a bunch of security guards because he's buying candy barefoot. But that's just me. But so then, you know, of course, the owner comes over and was just like, you know, okay, I get it. So, yeah, I'm sure those people were pissed that they got put in their place by the actual owner because of what they believed, their upbringing or whatever it was that they thought that was you know, illegal or something. But, yeah. I mean, it's crazy how people react sometimes.
They go crazy. Well, you know, it's also a nice thing to have some backup from the owner of all people. How about that?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really what it comes down to is we're spending money. Do you want money or not? Businesses don't stay in business not taking money. And from what I understand, it's also a very seasonal place. I think it was like their last week or last weekend that they're open for the season. So they have a short amount of time to make their money if it's seasonal. So they can't afford to lose customers.
I don't think no business could afford to lose customers. Even if you lose one customer, that's one too many.
Yeah. And especially with a destination point that's seasonal. See, a seasonal business, they need to make a good impression so that people remember them in a positive way to make it a destination point for them to come back the next season when it's open. And they also need to make as much money in the short time that they're open if they're seasonal as possible. So something like that would easily backfire in the owner's face. He'd not only lose one customer, but anybody that, you know, that reads anything about it in a negative way. And it's going to leave a bad taste for people to think of throughout the entire closed season until they reopen again. And that's less people that are ever going to walk into the door because you've then taken that seasonal business and it's not a destination point anymore. So,
yeah, of course,
they need to make their money.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. Why kick out a person that's choosing to spend their money at a location when they're basically that one customer is helping you make money to begin with?
Yeah.
Why people are more worried about proving that they're right rather than trying to stay in business. It becomes a personal quest to make sure that your way is the supreme way of living.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, if I'm a business owner, I mean, hey, I'll be like, hey, everybody's welcome. Even if that dude doesn't have a shirt, you know, let him come in and shop. You know, because I want his money. I want his business. You know, I want to let them know and every other customer know that you would be treated fairly and treated with respect. And that's one thing that some of these businesses fail to do is treat their customers with respect. So, and it's like the barefoot community gets the most grief just because we are barefoot, but we're doing nothing wrong. We're doing nothing wrong, nothing illegal, nothing immoral. You know, we just want to go there and shop. That's it.
Yeah. And eventually people realize it. I think the more information we have, the more local chapters. I know we were talking about that earlier in the show. We'll get our local chapters together. We'll have, more awareness. I think our advocacy will go a long way on that. And Proof, before we run out of time, you got anything to add?
Well, just that we are hoping to gain your support. We do have the VIB package, which includes a T-shirt, the bumper sticker, some business cards, and you'll be helping us. Oh, you'll also get your VIB, very, very important barefooter photo ID. So if somebody bothers you, you could show this to somebody.
Yeah.
And it has a QR code on the back so they could scan the laws in their state from their phone.
Yep.
So barefootislegal.org, you can find out more information. Of course, the Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal, the business page, it's all there, and I hope you join us.
Yeah, definitely. And Proof, thanks for coming on the air. We are out of time. Thanks to all of our sponsors, our callers. Anybody that wanted to get on the air this week that was not able to, please call in next week. We are here every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Check us out, Facebook group, Facebook page, barefootislegal.org on the website. And if you missed the version of Alice's restaurant, just go check it out. We're going to post a link both on the business page and the closed group. Until next time, everybody, keep them bare and stand up for yourself.